Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Home-Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And I hope you're having a wonderful morning this morning. You know, we've been getting through, for those of us here on the East Coast, we've been getting through a rough winter, and you're talking about one more storm coming through tomorrow. Another winter weather warning, and a lot of people want to be able to get away and get to somewhere where it's warm, and we'll talk about that, too, a little later on here in the show. But again, you're listening to Home-Based Business 101, and I want to thank my grandson, Isaiah, as he does each and every time we come on these airways, introducing this show for his granddaddy and his best friend. And truly, it is a pleasure to be able to have your family involved in what you're doing. Well, you're listening to the Sunday Morning Gospel of Working from Home. That's right, the Sunday Morning Gospel of Working from Home. Tune in each and every Sunday morning as we share inspiring information for those that chose to work from home. We share with listeners that is a stone cold fact that we have a better way of earning income. We share books, ideas to help enhance the quality of your work from home experience. Well, there's a lot going on right now, as always, and one of the things that it's important to focus in on is what's, you know, happening. And people are talking, more and more people are now talking about the new economy. The new economy. Yes, the new economy, not the old economy. And if you're working from home, then you need to definitely make sure that you're tuning in to how to make the new economy work for you. It's knowledge-driven. It's internet-driven. It's all these new things that are going on that you can help you make money quicker and faster than the way the old economy is set up. Plus, if you're here in this country called America and you're looking for traditional work, you need to know that with the outsourcing, which means jobs being shipped and sent out overseas as corporations have moved overseas, is that if you're looking for traditional work, and buy yourself a plane ticket to India or China, go there, you have a greater chance of finding traditional work there than you do here in America. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. So, with that being said, and people say, well, I can't get me no ticket to go to India or China. What do I do? My best bet for you, what do? Is you study what's going on in front of you, see what's going on and how to get in front of the market shift that has vastly taken place in our society. Yes, we're living in a time where people are making money selling apps. And you might say, well, what is an app? I'm still trying to learn what an app is. You know, but they had a 16-year-old that made $17 million. Because he developed an app. And then you had recently Mark Zuckerberg paid a guy $6 billion for an app. So whatever an app is, if I was a young person, I definitely would be making sure, I mean, with STEMs work. STEMs, what is that? Science, technology, engineering, and math. If you got somebody in your family that's going to college, going to school, that's what they need to be focusing on, how to get in on STEMs, knowledge-based information, because that is where they're going to be able to generate an income. I have a young person in my family I talked to who talks about, you know, going to school, you know, to switch from computer science to political science. I said, why'd you do that? Well, computer science, Baba Jahi, is kind of hard. I want to take these other courses. I said, yeah, but these other courses, I said, it's good. You know, you learn some stuff. I said, but you're not going to make no money in it. There's no money in it. I said, you know, look at me. I'm a political science major. I graduated from political science back in 1980. I only thing you can really do with it is run for office. But the real politicians, they don't even major in political science and stuff like that in college. It's just people out there who other folk prop up, put money in their pocket and say, look, you're going to run for office and this is what I want you to do when you get there. So people don't even have a realistic understanding of how politics works. Very few politicians, I would say, if you talk to them, were political science majors in college or whatever. You have some people that are politicians who got a college degree, but a lot of people, they were basically community folk and people who people said, well, you speak good. Look, I'm going to tell you what I want you to speak about. I got the money, and I'll probably help you run for office. Well, that's a whole nother subject. But my point is that you got a young person in your family that's going to college, and they talking about going to college so they can be able to get a quote-unquote job. They need to be in some type of STEMS program, that's science, technology, engineering, math. Other than that, they're just going to accumulate a bill. Bill's going to cost them a lot. They're going to come out of school, and they're going to be looking for your family members to help them pay their bills. They're not going to find no work, again, unless I said they buy a plane ticket and go to China or India and go over there to get a job. You have a lot of PhDs and people with all kinds of degrees who have left America to go to China and India to work for companies overseas in foreign countries because it's not happening here. That's the reality. And those of you who have chosen the path to have a home-based business, well, make sure your home-based business is positioned in the new economy, knowledge-based, cyber-based. You know the business that I always talk about, and I'm not going to back down from what I talk about because it is working, and I had a chance this weekend to go help my team in Richmond. And while I was away, my wife called and let me know we had two paychecks that came in the mail. See, you know, you have activity, you do things. And then it's, you know, because you have a website, you're on online, and your website is up 24/7, people go to that website and they conduct business with you even when you're asleep and you get paid. That is the way of the future, the way to make things happen for you, for me, and for everybody else. Well, what I want to do at this point is make sure, again, to just revalidate this whole point of what's going on in the middle class being wiped out in America. If you don't believe it so, just look around and see what you see. See why you're going to be in a position where you're going to need to be taking care of your parents and all the children will be coming back home because there's no work in America. And the Democrats and Republicans are playing hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. You know, it was a little game we played as a child. We passed this thing around. We called it hot potato. And whoever had it left, had it held in their hand left after we said whatever we said, they were out. Well, right now, the Democrats and the Republicans, they do not want to be the brunt of bad news. So they're passing it back and forth. And probably in the next administration or the administration after that, someone's going to have to tell America that there will be no more middle class. But right now they don't want to put it out there. They don't say it, even though they know that's what the case is. So we probably won't hear that news under Obama's administration. And I hope we don't, because they're going to try to blame Obama for it. And it's nothing. It's just something that's been talked about, has been predicted, and it is real. And I'm going to play Mark Yarnell, 15 Years Left. Some of you have heard this before. You need to hear it again because you need to take action. So sit back, listen to the next 10 minutes of this piece by Mr. Mark Yarnell called 15 Years Left, which he did in 2007. So when you listen to it, he's talking to people in 2007, and now we're in 2014, so we got like about 8 years left before we see the whole bottom drop out for us, no middle class in America. The middle class is the class that is taking care of all of poor and basically the class that was taxed off of that helped run the social programs in America. That's why we see social programs disintegrating, dying, and disappearing, because there's no middle class to tax. You know, the middle class is shrinking and shrinking. So who do you tax? the rich, they got what they call tax laws to keep them from paying taxes. The poor, they don't earn enough money to pay taxes. So we're in a heck of a dilemma here. And you need to know which way you're going to do what you're going to have to do to move forward. And then you got two choices. You can fight your way for wealth and get, as Mark Yarnell talks about, a proprietary position where you can earn principalist income, or you can slip into poverty, I mean extreme poverty. You might be making it right now, but if you don't make a choice, you know, your days are numbered. So sit back, listen to Mark Yarnell, and then I'll wrap this up in about another 10 minutes.
If I could buy you a dream.
Hello, I'm Mark Yarnell, and I have good news and bad news. The good news is, if you're listening to this information in 2007, you have around 15 years left. The bad news is most people will wait too long to take action. Those of us who found all this stuff out a couple of decades ago and took action are set. We got our big pile of money. But in a society where 95% of all people do not read one book a year, like America, the fact that this situation has been predicted and extensively written about means nothing, except to those of us who read legitimate nonfiction on a regular basis. You aren't going to learn this stuff, folks, on CNN or American Idol, Survivor, or Dog the Bounty Hunter. The person who sent you this information has joined an initiative that can literally turn your financial world upside down positively if you'll just call them back after you hear this message. You know what? For the last 22 years, I've not spent one day doing anything that I didn't enjoy. I haven't spent 1 hour in traffic, never had a boss, worked a job, owned health insurance, been in debt or worried about capital, never worried about cash. I've never been sued, never been fired, never been hired, never been bankrupt, never had a repo, never failed to pay off my credit cards each month, and never paid a penny of interest to one credit card company. That is, since I learned the secret of principal-less interest. Now, I've got no degree, and I never inherited a penny, but I read several books a month, so I knew what was coming, and I understood the secret of principal-less interest, and so does the person who invites you to listen to me, to this little message. Once you understand the concept of principal-less interest tied to a proprietary funding vehicle, everything changes. Sounds complicated? It isn't. Everything you touch turns to gold when you understand this initiative. No more gambling in the stock market where, as you know, an Enron can go from the cover of Forbes magazine to bankruptcy in 3 months, and by the way, take your retirement dollars with them. No more getting soaked in volatile markets like real estate, which, as we all know, is manipulated by lenders and interest rates. No more silly low-interest savings accounts, day trading, pyramid schemes. But listen to me, everything you touch will turn to gold if you just pay attention. Principal-less interest changes everything. Heck, I never even graduated from college. I never took one class in creative writing or journalism, but once I learned the secret of principal-less interest, I wrote a Random House bestseller that's still being sold worldwide in a dozen languages 10 years after I wrote it. Now, is our initiative just hype or spin? Well, Bill O'Reilly didn't seem to think so. When I was flown to New York to appear in his famous No Spin Zone on the O'Reilly Factory, he sure was pleasant. He's one of the most conservative journalists in the world, and my ideas made sense to him. He couldn't argue with my ideas because they're factual. And believe me, as you probably already know, O'Reilly is a master at uncovering BS. I offered none. I told him the truth. Folks, listen carefully. If you have a way to accumulate and save $10 million over the next 15 years at current money market rates, you can earn $25,000 a month in interest. That is, if your broker doesn't, you know, lose it in something like Enron or WorldCom. But let's be frank. Where are you going to get $10 million? But what if I told you that you could cash flow $25,000 a month in 1 year instead of 15 without one penny of investment capital? Now, I know it sounds nuts. Hey, I'm from Missouri. I'm from the Show Me State. I'm pushing 60, and I'm as stubborn as an old Missouri mule. If something sounds too good to be true, I'm not buying it, and I want you to be skeptical, too, just like I was. But I don't want you to be ignorant, and that is I don't want you to ignore this vehicle because you don't have the flexibility I had. When I learned about principal's interest, the experts predicted that we had 50 years left in the United States before the middle class disappeared. Today, the best minds from business, science, technology, and education, believe me, I read all their books, they're all saying the same thing. There's an economic tsunami right offshore, and in 15 years, it's over for anyone who isn't in the wealthy class. That's all about all of North America, not just the United States, Canada too. In Mexico. I talked to a noted Harvard PhD in business who's a best-selling author this week, and I asked him what in the heck, in his opinion, Americans could do to reverse the financial and cultural spiral we're in. And you know what he said? This is almost verbatim. He said, it's hopeless. The young people I teach, Yarnell, in our MBA program are completely demoralized, and they're immobilized by huge debts from student loans. And the wealthy adults, the doctors and the attorneys and the accountants and the business owners who live in my upscale suburb are convinced that America's middle class is finished. They're throwing up their hands. They're listing their homes. They're taking early retirement. He said, Yarnell, we've been friends a long time, and I want you to understand something. We live in a cultural death valley of Burger King, cell phones, Prozac, violence, fundamentalism, and moral flexibility. Just shut up, enjoy your own big pile of money, and run out the clock. You're old enough to do that. Now, that sounds pretty bleak coming from a very noted Harvard PhD. Look, I realize we're headed for two classes, the ultra-rich and the ultra-poor, and I realize that the middle class is going away forever. But here's what's up. Anyone who learns the secret of principal-less interest gets to join the ultra-rich. Ignore these facts, and you'll be just like our good friends in Detroit. Hey, 10 years ago, in the hub of the U.S. auto industry, 1.2 million Detroit folks had work, pensions, and health insurance. And today, 10 years later, 1.2 million of our good friends in Detroit are on food stamps. But hey, guess what? The presidents of GM and Ford earned over $25 million apiece last year. What's up with that? And by the way, the children in Detroit seem to be the ones suffering the most. Last night on CNN, Lou Dobbs acted shell-shocked to have to report that 75% of all high school-age children in Detroit flunked out of high school last year. 75%. 25% of the Detroit kids graduated high school. If you don't think changes are on the way, imagine America 15 years from today, in which over half of all the people are turning 30 and are high school dropouts. What happens when 20 million adults turn 30 without a job and 20 million other adult boomers turn 70 without health insurance? And while I'm on the subject, permit me one other simple observation that can't be refuted. You can watch The Secret and affirm the law of attraction until the cotton-picking cows come home, but the odds of you ever winning a lottery ticket or the possibility of diplomas and health insurance metaphysically floating into 40 million American households just in time are zippo, nil. God made the birds and the worms, but he didn't go around dumping them in their nests. Folks, let's wake up. Just in case you've forgotten, the last time the New Age flakes toured America on their little magical mystery tour spouting delusions like the law of attraction, we wasted years affirming our hallucinations of unexpected income. And then the New Age flakes went home with a fleet of Rolls Royces. Listen, if you're going to read the book Blink, please also read the book Think. I realize that it's very easy to stare reality right in the eye and then deny it, but I suggest you take action, and I suggest you really research what I'm telling you. Check it out for yourself. Call the person back who gave you this information. For nearly two decades, I've traveled the world paragliding, trout fishing, and snow skiing from Geneva, Switzerland to Sao Paulo, Brazil, from Queenstown, New Zealand, to Lviv, Ukraine. I've spent quality time with quality people doing quality things. And that's not bad for an old Missouri country boy dropout. And the reason I want you to know about my lifestyle is not because of pride or arrogance. What I want you to understand is that if my life works because of principle of centrist, so can yours. If I can do it, please believe me, this isn't false humility. If I can do it, anybody can. But it's about effort, not magic. Hey, I'm Mark Yarnell. I really appreciate you giving me a few minutes of your time. And remember, you may have 15 years left, but when a tsunami is coming, you best head for high ground immediately. According to the most authoritative thinkers and authors in America, in 15 years, the middle class will be completely gone from North America. It's already left 25 major U.S. cities. There will be an ultra-rich class and an ultra-poor class. The gap has widened logarithmically, and only those with an ability to safely accumulate $10 million or create principal less interest of $300,000 a year or more will live comfortably. Everybody else will live in poverty and be forced to work several menial jobs. If you know how to save $10 million the next 15 years, do it. If you don't, call us.
If I could buy you a dream.
All right, you heard the verdict. And, you know, he did this in 2007. And look what happened to Detroit since then. Detroit declared bankruptcy as a city. If you don't think this is real, just look around and see what's going on. And ask yourself, you know, those questions that he talked about in here. That, you know, we see the disappearance of the middle class in several major cities in the United States. So, I mean, it's like this. You're either going to slip into poverty or fight your way to wealth. Now, you talked about being able to be in a situation where you can earn $300,000 a year or $25,000 a month. The best way to do that is through network marketing. It's a stone cold fact. That's it. There are no other choices unless you got, you know, something where you're going to hit the lottery and win $10 million and then don't blow it. But what are you going to do? How do you accumulate or position yourself where you can earn $25,000 a month? That's the magic number. That's the magic bullet, $25,000 a month. What are you going to do to position yourself so that over the next 8 years you're in a position that you got $25,000 a month coming in? If you don't have anything, then you need to seriously take a look at what we have to offer here. And I'm going to give you the website again to go to, www.60secondmba.com/MU group. You can go there and you need to get mad, make a decision. So either you make a decision for change, or change will change you. That's real. Make a decision for change, or change will change you. What kind of change do you want in your life? All right, now you might be, you know, you might be getting by. You might have a comfortable job, and you might say, oh, man, all that's a bunch of hocus-pocus stuff. I don't believe that crap. You don't have to believe it. The reality is that reality is reality. It's coming. It's here. It's not coming. Let me correct myself. It's here. We've already bear witness to see that with American City, Detroit. It's called destroyed now. You'll never recover. It's going to be a vast wasteland. And when you have extreme poverty like that, what happens? People begin to prey upon one another like rats. Crime goes up. All kind of other stuff goes up. We're going to live in a society where you're going to see pretty soon, like in third world countries, where the wealthy live, they're going to have barbed wire fences up around their house. Why? To keep the poor from getting in. It doesn't mean that when people are poor that they all turn into being criminals. It just means that people get desperate. I mean, I know poverty. I've seen poverty. I've grown up in poverty. And I've seen people make choices and decisions that always weren't in their best interest simply because they figured they had limited choices and they made limited choices. because their mind could not see beyond the immediate situation and see beyond the horizon. Right now, you still have time to see beyond the horizon. There's still hope left for you. But there is no hope for people that take no action. You have to take some action. Please, I beg you, go to www.60secondmba.com/MU group and take a look at what we have to offer. It doesn't hurt you to take a look. You take a look at what we have to offer. We have a way out, a solution that can help you change your situation. Because what we're talking about is here, it's happening, and I see every day people asking themselves, man, how did I get in this situation? You see families going through stuff where they upset with people who have to come back home. Why do they have to come back home? Because the job been outsourced. The people think it's them, thinking, you know, you just lazy, you don't want to work. Go find a job. Like that's just some kind of, you know, easy thing to do. It used to be a time, yeah, you could go find work in America. I mean, they used to have something called day labor, where you could go and people would outsource you to different companies, and you could come home with a check in your pocket every day. Might not have been the most amount of money you wanted to make, but you could still go earn some money and maintain some dignity. Well, hey, that doesn't even exist in that many cities anymore. I'm just telling you what's going on. I mean, where I live here in Rocky Mount, there are no jobs. People went to the unemployment office. The people there told them if they needed to find work, they asked them if they had transportation. They said, because I can find work for you in Raleigh, but there's none for you here in Rocky Mount and the surrounding areas. That's a, you know, a bleak reality for people to have to face. It was a lady who went there. Her story went public in the local newspaper where she went there. She got laid off from her job that she had. She had had for like over 5 years, and she needed work. She had two children. She was behind on her rent. Her lights were out, and they told her they couldn't find her no work. And, you know, so, I mean, at what point, you know, yeah, she's out, and there's just a couple of different churches trying to help her out, you know, pay her bills and stuff. But the bottom line is that's going to run out. That ran out at a certain point because she needs to be able to do something that produces income. And for these people that want to create programs to help folks, you need to be involved in programs that are internet-based because that's where you're going to earn money at, through the new economy. The new economy is about knowledge-driven, internet-based programs. Anything other than that is temporary, ain't going to last long, and you're not going to be able to maintain and sustain a family off of these temporary solutions that people are giving us for employment. So, hey, for the home-based business owners out there that are doing the things that I'm saying, and not that our opportunity is the only opportunity. There's other people who have home-based internet business solutions. Make sure that if that's what you're doing, that you're grounded in your business and you go out and share with folks, because it's a stone-cold fact. We have a better way, and we need to share that with people so that people can benefit from the knowledge that those of us who are positioning ourselves to be able to earn principal-less interest income of $25,000 a month. What we know, we need to share with other people so that they can find their way out. Other than that, then they're going to be trapped and going to catch tremendous hell. I mean, I see it. I just came back from Richmond, Virginia, and while out, stopped at a store and seen a man go through his pocket, pulling out pennies, nickels, quarters and dimes, trying to purchase something in the store. The store owner basically was taking him through the rigmarole, you know, making sure he counted every penny or whatever. You know, I went over to make sure the guy had enough money to get whatever he was trying to get, and, you know, it wasn't much, but I gave him $1.50 to help him toward what he was purchasing. Glad I was able to be in that type of position. Not that every day he's going to find somebody that's going to be able to come up and do that, but, I mean, the thing is, I have empathy for the poor because I grew up poor, and that's why I want people to get this information because, hey, I've been blessed to get it, and it's changed my life, and I'm excited about the direction that I'm headed in. Hey, this has been Baba Jahi here on the Sunday Morning Gospel of Working From Home. I hope you get the drift. I hope you got the message. Go out and do something. main thing is make sure that you're involved in the new economy, because the old economy is not going to work for you. Till next time, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in.